We now have three stories from the animal zone. Green parakeets have been moving into NR5. That's the Kosi area. In Thorpe Hamlet, a plan to put anti-bird spikes on trees have been described as the stupidest idea I've ever seen. In NR2, two women have stolen a pet rabbit, leaving a six-year-old heartbroken. Tim will tell us more about the parakeets.
Parakeets are something you expect to see in the zoo, not in the suburbs of Norwich in urban areas. However, people living in NR5 may have to get used to seeing the green fellows as they've moved in and are breeding. They aren't going anywhere. The species of parakeet being found in the fine city are called ring-necked parakeets. They originally come from India, but were kept as pets and in private collections and were deliberately let go or escaped. The first ever record of parakeets breeding in the UK happens to be in Norfolk and was recorded in 1855, though these birds died out and there weren't considerable breeding numbers until 1969 in London and Kent. Dr. David Noble, principal ecologist for monitoring at British Trust for Ornithology, said, "They've been in the UK for a long time, but they're first recorded as being established in Norwich in 2017. Then again in 2019 and 2020, there were reports of at least one breeding pair, but up to 10 birds. In 2022, there have been reports of up to 18 birds in Norwich. The exotic birds like being in urban areas and are not often found in the countryside because they need access to food and very old trees, which are often found in city parks.
Plans to install anti-bird spikes on trees above the city car park have been rejected after locals criticised the idea as an April Fools'-esque. The measures were intended to prevent the creatures leaving droppings on vehicles parked outside a church in Thorpe Hamlet, Norwich, which has been converted into offices. Under plans lodged with Norwich City Council, the plastic spikes would have been run along the branches of two sycamore trees on St Matthew's Road, where complaints have been raised about the huge mess left by roosting birds. But locals raised a series of objections, with one calling the proposals the stupidest idea I've ever seen. A council planning officer has sided with the objectors and refused the application. The official branded the works not appropriate and issued a protection order to save the trees from damage.
A mum and her young son returned home from school this week to find that their beloved pet rabbit had been stolen. The bunny, named Fluffy, was in his cage outside the NR2 flat when the family left on Wednesday morning. When they returned home, the cage and the animal, who was only brought home 3 months ago, had been nabbed. Alexandra Galka, who's a housekeeper at the Maid's Head Hotel, bought the baby rabbit for her six-year-old son, Oscar, after his previous rabbit, Peter, died. The 37-year-old explained, "Fluffy is only around 3 months old, so we haven't had the chance to get him microchipped yet." On realising the cage had been taken, Alexandra checked the footage from a camera on her Orchard Street home and saw two women pick up Fluffy's cage and walk off with it at 2:50 p.m. on September the 14th. It was hard watching the people walk over so casually and take Fluffy like nothing happened. "My son is so sad. He doesn't want to go out. He wants to stay at home and wait for Fluffy to come back. Anyone with any information should contact the police."